Hello, Natalie.
Hello, Natalie.
How are you doing, Natalie?
I'm doing just fine, Natalie. How
are you? Oh, I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking, Natalie. So, we're here today to start the very first Aardvark Accessibility Podcast episode. We'll start with a quick introduction. I'm Natalie Garza, otherwise known as Natalie G. I am an accessibility novice and the mic MC here.
And I'm Natalie MacLees. I am an accessibility expert, and Natalie will interview me, and we're both named Natalie. And sorry if that's confusing.
Yes. Natalie, let's kick off the podcast. So for this first episode, we wanted to start by just going a quick introduction, going to a quick introduction on digital accessibility. What is digital accessibility? Give us a simple definition.
All right. Digital accessibility is ensuring that anybody can use your website or web application, regardless of what device they happen to be using, or assistive technology, or their own capacity as a person.
What does digital accessibility apply to?
Websites, web applications, and even native apps on mobile devices.
Even desktop applications, right?
Yep, desktop applications. Nice. Also applies to all kinds of digital machines, ATMs, kiosks, ticket machines where you buy a ticket to get on the subway. All of those things are digital accessibility. Yeah, self-checkout.
Thank you. That was a great definition for digital accessibility. All right, next. Who does digital accessibility benefit?
Everyone! So a lot of times we think it just benefits people with disabilities, but it actually benefits everybody. Making a product accessible makes it easier to use. And we also tend to think of disability only in terms of permanent disabilities, but there are also temporary disabilities. If you were to, like, you work on your computer a lot, and if you were to break your wrist, that would suddenly become very difficult for you. But it wouldn't be a permanent situation, right? It would just be a temporary situation. So we're constantly moving in and out of a state of being temporarily disabled. Everywhere from just being sick, having the flu or having a cold, breaking a bone, spraining an ankle, like all of those are temporary disabilities. And then we also have situational disabilities. Like if you're trying to look at the screen on your phone outside on a really bright sunny day, it's hard to see it. And it has nothing to do with anything except the situation that you happen to be in. And accessibility helps with all of those situations.
Are there any other categories? Who else it benefits?
Besides everyone?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody gets older every day. Everybody wakes up one day older every morning. And as we get older, of course, you know, we start to have struggles with mobility. We start to have struggles with dexterity, with eyesight, with hearing. And so we can benefit from accessible things that people have done to make sure that we can use their products. Mm-hmm. And when you go through the effort to make sure that your business website or your application is accessible, that also has SEO benefits. You're basically doing the same thing in both cases. And when you're making a website accessible and when you're optimizing a website for SEO, in both cases, you're making it so a computer can understand that content. So you're doing the same thing both ways. So just making a website more accessible also improves its SEO.
I have one more category for you.
Okay.
When you're snacking at your computer, you're also very temporarily disabled from using because both hands.
Both hands are shoving snacks in your mouth. And then you have to use voice control on your computer.
Yeah. I have to tab. We have to tab. We have to. We got a space bar. We gotta make things happen, all right? If you're snacking with one hand, keyboard on the other.
I mean, you definitely don't want Cheetos dust on your keyboard.
No. You don't want hot Cheeto dust on your keyboard. All right. So digital accessibility benefits pretty much everybody. Now, why? Why go through the effort of making it accessible for everyone?
That was a very newscaster voice you had there.
Thank you. Thank you. It's going to get better with every episode, by the way.
You're going to get more and more professional newscaster or less and less?
Better. That's okay. Much better. Back to you, Natalie.
All right. I think, first of all, people have a civil right to equal access to information and services. So that would be the primary reason that accessibility is important, that we want to be respectful of everybody's right to have access to everything. It also helps improve the user experience if you give some extra thought to putting together a website or a web application in a way that's accessible. It's going to improve the user experience of the app. Often, it also helps to improve performance and, like we mentioned earlier, SEO. And then, of course, we have the legal reason. We had the carrots and now we have the stick. So the legal reason is you could be sued if your website is not accessible and people aren't able to access it. So you want to avoid that. That can be very costly. It can be a lot of trouble, a lot of time. And you want to make sure that you're complying with the Americans with Disabilities Act if you're in the U.S. or lots of other countries around the world have similar laws that require websites to be accessible.
I have a curveball for you.
Okay.
Who's responsible for the accessibility of your website?
Everyone who works on your website is responsible for the accessibility. So not just the developer, not just the designer, but anybody who writes or adds content or edits content on the website, a project manager who might oversee the project needs to make sure that things are being done in an accessible way. The QA team who's checking the website afterward needs to be trained in how to check and make sure things are accessible. The social media team who posts about your new blog post on social media needs to be trained in how to do that in an accessible way. And of course, the owners of the business have to make sure that they're accommodating that and allowing their team the time that they need to make sure that things are accessible.
Perfect. So I think that basically wraps up our episode on intro to digital accessibility. where should we start digging into accessibility, Natalie?
If you're brand new to accessibility, you can always come to Aardvark and get your homepage scanned for free. We'll show you some of the accessibility issues that are on your homepage and show you how to fix them. You can also subscribe to our podcast, where we're going to be going over accessibility topics in every episode.
All right. Thank you so much, Natalie, for this intro to digital accessibility. We've gone over what is digital accessibility, who it's for, why we're doing it, and who's responsible. Join us for the next episode of Aardvark Accessibility Podcast to learn more.
See you next time.
Like and subscribe, and we'll see you next time.